This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Voters in Colorado Springs are deciding whether to allow the city to keep tax revenue that would otherwise be refunded to taxpayers. Dr. Tatiana Bailey, an economist at UCCS, says the taxpayer refund would be about $7 per household if the initiative fails. For the city, it's $1.9 million. Initiative 2A would also exempt the city from shrinking its tax revenue base.
2A basically says, let's not make our new baseline 2020. Let's keep our baseline at 2019, because don't we all want to get back to 2019? Wouldn't that be nice?
Those in favor argue this would help Colorado Springs recover from the economic crisis brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. Those opposed say the proposal could lead to another vote in the future to do the same thing again. The measure does not include a tax increase. Attorney General Phil Weiser is warning Coloradans that his office will prosecute any crimes associated with voter intimidation as people return their election ballots. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Weiser's office says they're taking all reports of intimidation seriously. For example, it's a crime to show up at a polling place or a drop box and simply watch what's going on. It's a crime to campaign within 100 feet of a drop box or a polling place. And it's a crime to mislead voters about dropping off their ballots. The AG's office would not confirm whether there were any active investigations into voter fraud. There are more than 300 drop box locations statewide. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The two fires that ignited in Boulder County over the weekend continue to burn. Evacuation orders are in place for large swaths of the foothills west of Longmont. Marion Hale packed up her family and pets on Saturday before evacuation orders were issued for the fires. Hale says she and her husband took things that can't be replaced, but that the forest behind her house also holds a lot of memories.
One of the hardest things with forest fires is, you know, you don't just lose a structure. You don't just lose your house. You lose the environment and the habitat, and it takes decades for trees to grow back.
The Calwood fire has burned around 9,100 acres, and the Left Hand Canyon fire has burned more than 300. Aurora has banned police from conducting no-knock raids. The Denver Post reports it's likely the first city in Colorado to do so. It is 27 in the mountains around Vail. This is CPR News.